大概21岁的时候，我在瓜地马拉，那时候就是第一次我听到有人跟我说，耶稣爱我，耶稣真的对我有一个特别的计划，而且那个人对我说，如果我愿意跟耶稣，相信他的名，相信他，他会改变我的生活。对我来说，这很难了解他说的话。但是，是因为那位跟我传福音的是一个很漂亮的女生，好漂亮的，所以我就没有特别注意到她说的话，就是她的外貌是那么的好看，她穿的衣服那么的美，然后呢，她的头发那么的长，所以我觉得不管她说什么，我都很愿意听。刚刚跟大家分享说，我第一次在瓜地马拉听到有人跟我说。耶稣爱我。
The first time I ever heard of people preaching to me that Jesus loves me.
就是有一次，有一个女生，很漂亮的女生，到我的旁边跟我说：“可不可以跟你分享耶稣的话吗
And this was a very pretty girl who came next to me and said, "Can I please share with you the message of Jesus Christ?"
？”因为她的外貌是那么美，我觉得不管她想要跟我说什么。都可以，我都愿意听。
And so, since she was so beautiful, I said, "It doesn't matter whatever you want to say to me, just say it."
对啊，所以小姐跟我说，艾瑞卡，耶稣爱你。
And so she said, "Eric, Jesus loves you."
然后呢，她跟我说很多话，但是我没有特别注意她说的话的内容。
And she said many words to me, but I didn't really pay attention to the content of her words.
但是他，讲完了以后，他说：“Erica，我可不可以为你祷告
But at the end of what she finished saying, she said, "Eric, can I please pray for you?"
我回答说：“好，可以啊，
And
没问
I
题。
answered, "Sure, no problem."
”所以他就开始用很大的声音，我们在一个就是在外面的地方，就是我们在一个大公车里，那个公车里面。
And so we were in a public car, a bus.
bus 对啊，
We were in a bus.
然后呢，有好多人在我们的旁边，然后呢，他开始用很大的声音祷告。
And so there are so many people next to us, but she started to pray so loudly, everyone could hear us.
我就达到一些害羞，就是不舒服的感觉，因为大家都在看看我们，他用很大的声音说：“耶稣，这个人真的需要你，请你祝福他，帮助他。”我说
I was very uncomfortable because she prays so loudly. She said, "Jesus, this man really needs your blessing. Please bless him now." And I was so embarrassed and uncomfortable.
对，我真的感觉到就是不有一点不舒服，因为大家都就安静看看我们在做什么，因为觉得奇怪了，这个人在祷告，就是而且在一个。奉主耶稣圣名祷告，就是真的很特别。然后呢，他祷告完了以后，送给我一张纸，那张纸的内容就是约翰福音的一部分。
And so I was really embarrassed by the way she prayed for me. And then at the end of the prayer, she gave me a little slip of paper that had a portion from the book of John.
然后呢，我就完了，他还给我他的名片，所以我又很开心，因为觉得回来的时候我有他的电话号码，我可以打电话给他，跟他联络。
And then she also gave me her name card, and I was quite pleased because then I could contact this pretty girl on my own again.
所以他又下车，我回家回去，然后呢，大概几天以后，我就回家，从上班回家，那时候，因为我上班，就是礼拜五晚上，我回家的时间，我是酒醉了，酒醉。
On Friday evening, I was going home. I was actually drunk.
我回家是不是第一次酒醉？因为就已经从11岁的时候开始喝很多，很常常喝酒。
And this was not the first time I ever got drunk. Actually, I've been drinking since I was 11 years old.
我开始喝酒是因为我想要达到一些比较舒服的感觉。
And the reason I started drinking was because I wanted to feel good.
因为我的心里面，虽然年纪那么轻，但是一定有很多恨，对别人有很多恨。
And though I was so young, within my heart, I had a lot of hate, hatred.
所以我就是很少开始喝酒。
And so that's why I started drinking at such a young age.
我就那一天我回家的时候，虽然我是酒醉了，但是我回我的房间，有一点真的那个不舒服的感觉。为什么我到这个世界上看到那么多苦难，吃了那么多苦，我有很多问题，但是我没有跟谁讲那些问题。
And that evening, even though I was drunk, yet inside I was very bitter and sorrowful. Why was there so many troubles in this world?I had so many questions that were unanswered in my mind, and they kept surrounding me, and I was lost.
但是呢，那一天我在想啊，我应该得打电话给那个好漂亮的小姐，跟她约会啊，然后呢，有可能跟她就去外面看看，可是喝饮料，或是看电影那类的。我开始找她的名片，但是我找不到她的名片。我只有找到那张纸跟那个圣经说的话。
And I tried to look for the name card of that lady and her telephone number. I wanted to date her. I wanted to ask her out so maybe we can go drinking or partying or do something together. But I couldn't find her name card anywhere. All I could find was that Bible passage that she had given to me from the book of John.
结果我开始念那张纸。
And so I started reading the words of that Bible passage.
他就说，如果你真的需要认识神的能力，这个大的能力，如果你的生命没有一个特别的意思，还是没有意义，如果
the slip of paper actually said, if you do not know the meaning of your life.If you really want to experience the power of God in your life,
你需要 born again.
那你要再重生。
重生。所以我就说这个是什么？然后呢，有一个很简单的祷告。那个祷告。
And I didn't know what being born again meant, so they had a little prayer printed on that piece of paper.
然后呢，那边我就开始祷告，我又开始念，又开始读，用我的嘴巴。那边就说，就是认罪，然后呢，跟耶稣说对不起，我认识，我真的做了很多，犯了很多罪，然后呢，对不起你，耶稣，我请你改变我的生活。
And so that prayer on the pamphlet said that Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins.I really admit and confess all my sins to you. May you please heal me and forgive me all my sins.
然后呢，对我来说，那时候是第一次我一个人在我的房间祷告。
And this was the very first prayer I ever had alone in my room.
为什么？因为我从小的时候决定不要相信那些他们说有神还是什么，因为我去了那么多地方，还有我爸爸小的时候带我一个庙拜拜啊，还有我看到印度庙和印度的习惯，还有天主教，还有很多东西，我觉得那些都是人类的想法。
And all this time I've never prayed in my life, and the reason is because from the time I was young,I had been taken by my parents to many different places. I've seen Catholic churches. I've seen Indian, the gods they worship by Hinduism. I've seen so many different religions. And to me, these were all man-made religions that mean nothing to me.
所以我，但是我读那个祷告，我还有说，耶稣，如果你是真的神，如果你是真的。我真的需要你帮我改变我的生活的方式，还要请你帮我给我一个新的开始。
And so when I started to pray that prayer that was listed at the bottom of the pamphlet, I also added some of my words, mm-hmm. which is to Jesus, please, if you are really a true God, please transform me. Please give me a new life in you. I really need you to transform and change me.
所以我就开始每一天下班的时候，我回家，赶快到我的房间读那个祷告，因为我发现每一次我读那个祷告，我就开始哭，我不知道为什么，但是我开始哭，我就开始。After
work every day, I'd come home and I would quickly go to read that prayer in that pamphlet. I don't know why, but every time I prayed, tears started to roll down from my eyes.
然后呢，两三个礼拜以后，有一个住我的隔壁就是邻村，他送给我一本这个圣经。And
then, strangely enough, one of my neighbors actually gave me a gift of the Bible, not long after.
这是第一次我看到一个圣经，然后呢，我就开始读从第一本书，然后呢。 觉得是那么多有意思的，有特别，我就开始读，都是读完了，大概需要两个多礼拜看完了。And
so I felt that this is the very first time I ever read the Bible, and the Bible was so interesting to me that I kept reading it, so that in a matter of 2 weeks, I finished the Bible from the very beginning to the very end.
然后呢，我就。 看完了圣经以后，我的想法还有我的心里面有一点不一样。And
I felt that after I read the Bible, there's something changed in my heart and my mind.
我就开始好像从心里面一个感觉，好像我需要去一个教会。And
then I had this feeling in my heart that I must go search for a church.
但是我那时候认识的教会都是天主教。But
at that time, all the churches I knew were only Catholic churches.
所以我就说好，没关系，我就去我们的天主教的教会，不就去到那边，跟他们的有活动的礼拜日的活动。And
so I said, that's okay, then I'll just join the Catholic services. So I joined their Mass on Sundays and their activities.
还没有那么长的时间以后，我有一天我觉得我需要跟别人分享我的经验，所以我就开始写一个简单的一张纸，我就写了说啊，我就一天有一个人跟我说耶稣爱我，然后呢，我有写一样的圣经的一部分的那个约翰福音，我就印好多好多 copies。 然后呢，我就到那个我们的那边的建筑教的活动，以后我就在大满那边给大家分享看看。And
so I felt that I needed to write down my testimony on a piece of paper, so I wrote down how one day there was a lady who preached to me that Jesus loves me. And then I wrote down my testimony, how I came to know Jesus Christ. I also wrote down that prayer and wrote down that passage from the book of John on that sheet of paper. I made many copies of it. And as I stood in the door of the activity hall for the where I usually go to participate in Sunday activities at a Catholic church, I started to pass out my testimony to everybody who came through the door.
然后呢，我在站在那个大门的时候，有人来教我，然后呢，他对我说，艾瑞克，神父教你。And
so when I was standing right at the door and passing out these flyers, then someone came to me and said, Eric, the priest is calling you.
然后我就去到，Why
is the priest calling me?
对啊，然后我就到他的办公室里面呢，他在那里面的，在左层呢，在那边。And
then I saw that the priest was sitting in his office.
然后呢，他的手上就一个我跟别人分享的一个的那个。
And in his hand was that piece of paper I've printed of my testimony.
然后呢，他跟我说 ，Erica， 这个是你写的吗
？And then the priest said, Eric, is this something that you wrote?
我说是啊。他说
，And I said yes.
你不可以做这样。
He said, you may not do this.
如果你想做这样，你需要先到我们的神学院。
He said, "If you want to do something like this, you must first attend our seminary."
然后他说，嗯，我决定我要送你到我们的神学院。六年以后，你会做这个。
And he said, "I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to sponsor you to go to our theological seminary. And 6 years later, you can do this, which is preaching."
然后呢，我跟他说，哦。不好意思，牧师，然后呢，他说啊，你教什么？你教我什么
？And then I said, I'm sorry, Reverend. And then he said, what did you call me, Reverend? What did you call me?
然后我说，牧师啊。
I said, Reverend.
然后呢，他说，我不是牧师，我是神父。
He said, No, I'm a father. I'm a priest. I'm not a Reverend.
然后呢，他开始生气的不得了。他就他本来在桌上，他在唱着呢。后来他说：“我不是牧师，牧师说就是那些骗人的，我不是一个神父。”
And then he started to stand up. He was ranting and raving. He said, "I am a priest. I'm a father. I'm not one of those charlatans out there. One of those Christian churches who call themselves reverends."
对，然后呢，我就跟他说。但是不一样啊
And I said to him, aren't they all the same?
后来他说不是不是他们都是骗人我们是真的
And so the priest said, no, it's not all the same. They're all cheaters and charlatans. We are the true ones.
但是他开始使用一个非常不客气的态度还有跟我听一些不好听的话就我就觉得如果是这样的真的的一个真的是这样的态度，那么可怕，那么的，不是温柔，是温柔的相反。
So, I was quite shocked that if the priest could say these kind of angry words, these very unpleasant words, and it was very opposite of a gentle person, then I don't know, this is not something I like.
我自己心里面觉得，我不要这样啊，我不会相信这个人在跟我说那些话是真的。
Then I don't think I want to believe in the words that is preached by someone like this anymore.
所以我决定那一天是最后一天，我在天主教跟他们一起。
And so I made my decision that would be my final day ever I would attend a Catholic church from now on.
所以我就开始找一个，因为没有别的选择，就是有。基督教，我就开始找一个基督教。
And so I went and searched for other Christian churches.
所以后来我就找到一个基督教，我又跟他们一起聚会啊，还有跟他们读圣经，我就开始慢慢了解越来越多圣经的一些话。
And then as I studied the Bible with these other Christian groups, I started to learn more about the Bible and what it teaches.
但是我在教会里面有一些想法，还是一些感觉没有让我平安。
But there was something about these churches that did not give me peace in my heart.
比如说，我在想一想，为什么我们那时候我在想，为什么我们在教会里面，我们有很丰富，我们有很多东西，很多丰富的东西。但是外面的人，有一些人真的很穷。为什么我们没有说耶稣说的话？耶稣说我们需要跟别人分享，还有我们需要服务，给他们一个机会。有那么多穷的人在瓜地马拉，为什么我们有那么丰富的地方？然后呢，我们好像。我们是好人，因为我们是好人，我们没有办法跟那些那么穷的人有关系。
And there are thoughts in my heart, and these thoughts were, how is it that when we are enjoying so much abundant blessings and richness in this church, And we're not able to help the many masses of poor people that's right next door, surrounding us. Why can't we go out as Jesus asked us to do, to help the poor and the needy?
有一天，我的有一个朋友打电话给我， 他说， Erica， 那些有一些人住在那个垃圾场， 那边， 需要帮忙， 你愿不愿意来帮忙？
And so, one of my friends called me one day and said, Eric, there are some people that are living in the garbage dumps. Do you want to volunteer to help out over there?
当然了，我听到有人住那个地方，我本来也不知道那个地方在哪里，也不知道是什么样的地方，但是我就跟他说好，我们一起走，我们到一些家里面的东西，有一些被子还有衣服要跟那边的人要分享。
And so I said, sure, let's go. Let's take some of the blankets or clothes that we have extras of and let's go over there. I don't know where that location is. I don't know. I've never seen that place before. But I said, let's go and let's go help these people.
我们到那边就是那个地方有着火，就是 on fire. 那个地方那个垃圾场都全部都是 on fire.
And that garbage dump area is all on fire.
然后呢， 我们发现有那么多人住那边，那么多小孩，还有大人，我们就有一个地方在那边，就一些基督教会做的一些简单的 shelter.
And so, even though the garbage dump itself was lit on fire, there's many children and adults all living around that dump. And then we noticed that there are makeshift tents that were made up that was right around these dumps for people to live in.
所以我们就开始有一些帮忙那些小孩到一个比较安全的地方，就是附近的。然后呢，我们有从不同的教会，接不一样的人，我们说我们要想办法跟这些小孩要分享，所以我们马上开始想，好，我们就安排一个简单的活动。 跟那些小孩分享。
So the first thing we did was to try to guide the children to a safer place to play. And then we thought, we were all volunteers from various Christian churches, and we thought that we would think of a way to be able to teach Lord Jesus to them. So we thought we would begin by having them start with a simple activity.
结果我们就分享就是说 好，分别这个五个小孩，就是一个人负责，是这个五个小孩。然后呢，他们就给我有六个小孩，那个这种三岁到五岁的小孩，都是他们给我。And
so each one of us took on several children, splitting each person take on about five. They assigned me six children, and they were ages 3 to 5.
然后呢，我们负责就是照顾他们，然后呢跟他们分享，就是跟他们玩，还要跟他们分享一些简单的圣经里面的一些故事。And
so our job was to play with these children, take care of them, and also to share with them the simple words from the Bible.
然后呢，我们快要结束了，就是下午的时候。 有那些小孩有一个说啊，老师我要上厕所，就是三岁的小孩。然后呢，我说好啊，他就我就带他到上厕所，他就自己进去。
And so there was a three-year-old who said, "Teacher, I really want to go to the bathroom." So I said, "Sure." So I took him to the bathroom area.
然后呢，他就说好啊。然后呢，我说好，走吧。
And then the child said, "I'm ready, I'm done." And so I said, "Sure, okay, let's go home."
但是他没有出来，他还在里面。然后呢，我说奇怪，他说好啊。然后呢，我说好啊，我们走吧。
And then the little child said, "I'm done." And then I didn't know why he didn't come out yet. I just said, "Let's go, you're done, let's go."
然后呢，他说，老师，好吧，你要不要帮我干净我的屁股？
And then the three-year-old said, "I'm done. I need you to wipe my bottom for me."
这是第一次我才把别人的屁股看清净的。
And so this was my very first time that I had to wipe someone else's bottom.
除了我自己。
And other than myself.
所以我看到他那么相信我，因为这个我觉得是那么的特别，因为他怎么会一个不知道的人，然后呢那个人会把他干净净的，然后呢我就帮忙就说好啊好啊，就帮他，然后呢我带他回我们的上课的地方。
And I was so surprised that this child who didn't even know me, I was a stranger, would place so much trust in me to allow me to help cleanse him. And then after I cleansed him, I took him back to the place.
然后呢我们就那一天的上课的时间结束了，我需要回家，然后呢我跟大家都说拜拜再见。
And then afterwards, we said goodbyes and they were going to go home.
然后呢他们开始泡泡我。
And then they gave me a hug, all of them.
然后呢他们的味道是特别的味道。
So they had a very strong pungent special smell.
比如说你们在有的时候不是你们就是别人在做饭的，然后呢把那个垃圾放在一个袋子，然后呢一个礼拜以后还有哦，我这个袋子还有东西，那个垃圾那个比如说那个青菜啊或是什么都在那边里面一个礼拜，后来打开哦，味道是很重的味道。
And that strong pungent smell is just as if you had left something rotting in a bag for a week.
然后呢他们的穿的衣服都是那个味道，但是他们不管，他们都在泡泡我说老师老师明天会来吗，明天会来吗。
And all their clothes had that strong smell on it. But they didn't care, they just hugged me regardless. And they said to me, teacher, would you be here tomorrow again?
我觉得哇，这些人在跟我说，我没有办法跟他们说不行啊。然后呢
and I felt that I couldn't say no to these people, these children.
我跟他们说，好吧，因为你们那么的特别，我明天才回来。
And so I promised these kids, I said, yes, because you're so special, I'm going to be back again tomorrow.
我决定这样做，然后呢，就留在那边，当义工六年。
And so I was a volunteer there for a period of 6 years.
在那边，在那边的那个地方，那么穷的地方，神就开始跟我的心里面说很多话。
And it was because I was working there for these 6 years that I found that the Lord was speaking to my heart many, many inspirations during that period of time.
比如说，我发现他们是那么的穷，但是有的时候我觉得最穷的人是我，不是他们。
And though I was working with the poorest of the poor, I felt that they were not the poorest people. In fact, I was the one who was the poorest among them.
虽然我有那时候有开车，还有穿了漂亮的衣服，还有我口袋有钱，有吃的丰富，还有住的地方，但是他们什么都没有，但是他们很愿意跟我分享他们心里面的爱。
And so, I felt that even though I had a car to drive, a home to sleep in, a good clothes, and money in my pockets, yet, I did not have what they have. And what they have, they gave to me, which is the love in their hearts.
我那时候也回到那个教会跟牧师说，我们需要一起去那个到那个地方，一起到那边传福音，要跟他们分享我们所有的东西。
And so when I went back to the pastor of a house of our church, I said, we need to go there and preach to these people and share with them the gospel of Christ.
后呢，牧师回答说，艾瑞卡，我们没有这个目标，也没有这个目的，所以我们真的没有办法支持你，也没有办法跟你一起到那边。
And so the pastor said to me, no, we do not have this goal in our church, so we do not have the financial support to support you to continue this ministry.
我本来想要就是一起我们教会的 members 就是一起到那边服去那边到那边服务。
And my thought originally was that all of our church members will work together as one team to help these poor people.
但是他的反应就让我很大的失望。
But his reaction made me very discouraged.
所以我觉得好像我们的那时候我觉得开始想一下教会就一些问题。
And then I realized that there is some problems in this church.
因为好像我们在 教堂里面我们说的话好特别很好听但是就是到外面好像是另外的世界然后呢我们好像就是外面教堂外面就是另外的人在教堂里面是另外的人
And so I feel very disappointed because in a church we'll say one thing but then when we're outside a church we're a different personIt seems like it's a different world outside the church.
当然了，我那时候达到那个感觉，但是不会特别了解，有什么分别，有什么不一样啊。
But I still, though I was puzzled and confused, I couldn't really discern what was the difference. Why was it that there was some incongruence here?
Mm-hmm.后来我有一天神打开一个门
One day God opened a door for me
有人从台湾的政府跟我联络说 Erica 你要不要到台湾读书学我们的语言学我们的文化还有上大学以后你可能会有用比较长的比较大的方法为了服务你的 community
So I had received an invitation from the from Taiwan government for me to go to Taiwan to learn the culture to learn the language and their goal for me was that after I learned this on behalf of my people I would be able to come back and help my people even more in some way
我决定到台湾我就离开瓜地马拉这个是六年多以前的事情
And so about 6 years ago I made a decision to accept the scholarship to move to Taiwan and to learn about Taiwan's culture and language
我就到台北的时候因为台北是那么多有外国人
When I was in Taipei, there was a lot of also other foreigners like me.
然后呢，我们到九原中心，我发现，就是我的一大半的朋友们都没有特别认真想要读书，也认真学语言呢。
And I felt that all these friends that I met at the language center, they were not very intent.On learning the language there, as I was.
因为伊德潘的人是到那边是因为他们的父母亲就是鼓励他们到那边，但是他们的目的不是为了读书，就是为了去玩。
And so their parents had sent them there so that they could learn the language, but they didn't really want to study. They were there to play.
但是我很认真开始写我的功课。想要读中文但是一年以后 我发现真的还没有办法学国语真的没有办法
I tried very hard to study but after 1 year I felt that I was giving up because it was so hard I couldn't really learn the language of Mandarin
所以我快要放弃的时候我就决定要祷告要跟耶稣说一些话我就一个礼拜的禁食祷告跟耶稣说如果他愿意帮我如果他有真的有一个目的为了让我在台湾我真的需要他做一个就是帮我
And so at that time I decided that I would put this thing into prayer And I put it into prayer by fasting for 7 days Because I asked the Lord Jesus, if you really want me to learn this language of Mandarin, please help me. Give me some way that I can learn this language.
然后呢，我就 近视以后，我就去买东西，去买青菜的时候，我发现跟阿妈阿公在沟通的时候，我开始了解他们在讲什么。
And amazingly, I found that afterwards I went to the market and I was buying things and I was listening to the grandmas and grandpas talking in the marketplace. My ears were open and I started to comprehend the language that they were speaking.
后来我发现我靠我自己的能力那时候没有办法学中文。
And I realized that if I relied on my own ability, I couldn't learn Chinese on my own.
但是我开始发现如果靠神的恩典神的能力我有机会学语言
But then if I rely on the, only on the power and the mercy of the Lord I can learn this language
所以我就是这样 我有这个机会学一点点的中文
And so it was because of this that I'm able to learn a little bit of Chinese
我就是因为这个、神的恩典我得到机会去上课还有从中正大学毕业
And so by the grace and mercy of God I was able to study Chinese and also to graduate from this college in Taiwan
中正大学一个大学在台湾是真的不容易毕业的因为他们那个老师们是非常的严格
And it was very hard to graduate from this university. It was called the Central University of Taiwan because its professors are very difficult.
他们特别强调说跟这个外国人不可以给他比较容易因为这样是不公平要大家都一样啊不管他的语言的程度还没有那么好没关系一样的。
And so these teachers were very strict on me.They gave me no lenience, even though I was a foreigner.
所以我就那时候我很讨厌他们的态度。
That time I was very, I did not like the way that they treated me with the same attitude as they treated other people.
因为我以为就是因为我是外国人，没有他们的中文的能力跟他们一样，应该是要让我。比较容易就是过他们的课
Because they should give me some leniency. I'm a foreigner. How can I really comprehend the language as well as the other people in the class?
但是感谢主，因为那个困难的环境很不容易的事情，这帮助我，未来鼓励我要学语言。
And so it is also the grace of God that.These difficult circumstances forced me to learn the language even better than I could have.
然后呢，我在那个那时间的当中，我有得到机会认识佩佩。
And so it was also during my stay in Taiwan that I had a chance to meet my wife, Pei Pei.
这个也是一个很奇妙的一个故事。我希望未来的时候有机会跟你们分享。
This is also a wonderful testimony I hope to share with you someday.
就是也快要结束了我的见证想要跟你们说我们跟佩佩到很多教会很多地方。
And so, I just want to share, that how we came to Trudius Church. Me and my wife, Ariel, went to many different churches.
然后呢，我们到千接触教会的那时候，我们在千接触教会得到很大的平安。
And it was at True Jesus Church that we received the great peace of God.
因为传道还有弟兄姐妹，他们真的得到圣灵。
Because I really found that there was Holy Spirit in this church.
还有他们开始为我们祷告。
And that they actually started praying for the two of us as well.
我开始发现很多东西，我以为我都知道。
And at the beginning, I thought that I knew everything.
我已经是基督徒。
I was already a Christian.
所以我觉得我都知道。
And I felt that I knew everything.
没想到我不知道，
But actually, I don't know many things.
I didn't know that I didn't know.
I didn't know what I didn't know.
所以我那时候、就是神打开我们的眼睛，还有给佩佩给我这个恩典。我们在民雄、嘉义，就是台湾的中部那边，我们有在千耶稣教会有我们有受洗。
Yeah, and so, then thank God we were baptized in the民雄 Church in Taiwan.
还有佩佩得到圣灵。
And then my wife, Ariel also received the Holy Spirit.
我还在努力，我知道耶稣也会给我赐给我的圣灵。
I'm still trying very hard to pray for the Holy Spirit. I know Jesus promises that He will give me the Holy Spirit as well.
就是在那边，我们开始一个新的、跟耶稣一起走的一个新的旅程。
And it's after this that we started to walk new life with the Lord Jesus Christ in this church.
这我们感谢耶稣，尤其是今天感恩节的事情。
And this is something that we really thank Lord Jesus for.Especially on this Thanksgiving Day.
感谢主耶稣让给我们这份礼物认识你们。
And we really thank God that we have this gift of knowing everyone.
我们决定，我们决定在真耶稣教会，是因为我们到那么多地方，到外面的教会的时候，我太太佩佩跟我每一次我们去那些教会跟我说，我没有得到平安。大概两年以前呢。
So, around 2 years ago, when I was with my wife, we would go visit a lot of different Christian churches. But the one thing that my wife always said to me was that she didn't feel peace when she went to the different Christian churches.
还有我们的关系，就是当老公老婆的关系没有那么的理想。
And then I felt that my relationship with my wife wasn't an ideal marriage relationship.
还有发现这个跟那些教会有很大的关系。
And we felt that it had to do with the church that we were going to.
所以我们真的有一段的时间决定，好，我们在台湾我们就不要到教会。
And after a while, we got frustrated with the churches, so we.Said, okay, we're not going to go to churches anymore.
我们就开始在我们家里面做安息日。
We started to study the Bible, and keep the Sabbath on our own.
对，还有跟佩佩开始有禁食，还有我们都就是祷告在我们家里。
And so we would pray on our own. We would even fast on our own.
我们做安息日是因为我们发现就是。在圣经里面，神特别跟佩佩说一些话，特别强调说，就是对神来说是做安息日是那么的重要。
And so as we study the Bible, we felt that the Bible revealed to us that it was very important to keep the Sabbath day, which is Saturday.
然后呢，他跟我说的话就让我记得我的以前的时候的犹太人的朋友。他们也跟我说，对神是非常的重要。我们做安息日。
So actually, my wife was inspired by the words of the Bible to keep the Sabbath day, and she told me that it is very important to keep the Sabbath day according to the Bible. And when she said this to me, actually, I was reminded that back in Guatemala, there was a Jewish friend of mine who explained to me that God really would like us to keep the Sabbath day.
我们开始。星期五就是礼拜五的晚上，就是那个太阳要下来的时间，就开始做我们的安息日。
And so from Friday night sunset, we would start to keep the Sabbath.
到就是礼拜六的下午也是这样。
And we would keep the Sabbath all the way until Saturday sunset.
那一段的时间，我们说不可以看电视，也不可以上网。也不可以看随便的书，一定要看我们的圣经。我们要分享都跟耶稣有关系的话。
And so we learned from the Bible that during this time of Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, we can't go on the internet, we can't watch TV, we can't read books, we can't do any of our own things, because we know that this is the holy day of God, and this is what we need to worship.
我们发现， 我们做这那么简单的一些改变，我们就发现我们的关系哇，就哇开始有很大的爱，也很大的祝福。
And for some reason, when we started to keep the Sabbath, our relationship between the two of us got so much better. God seemed to bless our marriage so well, and we were so surprised we got along so much better.
因为我们真的很很认真决定那段的时间不要做别的事，也我们把就是我们的手机就是关掉了。
And so, we were dedicated to keeping the Sabbath holy, so we even turn off all of our cell phones.
所以我们开始跟佩佩得到一个特别的祝福。
And so we received a special blessing from the Lord.
那个祝福就是我们开始好像佩佩跟我们的灵还有我们的心开始有一个特别的 connection, 特别的关系。
And we felt this spiritual connection between our spirits, between my wife and me, and that was something we never experienced before.
所以我们就做这样一段的时间因为我跟佩佩说有可能在台湾没有人做这个安息日间没有人管理就是没有人注意这部分所以没关系我们就一天到其他的国家我们就找别的教会
And so I said to my wife I don't think anybody in the whole Taiwan ever keeps the Sabbath day like the way we do so it's okay we'll just keep the Sabbath day ourselves
但是有一天星期六起来的时候我忽然间我的心里面有一个我在冥想四年以前我知道有一个教会而且他们是星期六的教会
One day 7 o'clock in the morning I woke up and something came to me and I remember there is a church in Taiwan that keeps the Sabbath day and I remember that there was a person who told me about this church 4 years ago
所以我就跟佩佩说要不要我们去看看有一个教会他们好像是就是做安息日我们看看吧
And so I said to my wife how about we go and check out this church again and see what they do since they keep the Sabbath day
我们就做这样的决定到真耶稣教会就是跟他们做就是我们的聚会
And so we went to attend a service at Trudeau's church that very morning
然后呢下午我们发现他们也有到下午也有做聚会哦有活动在教会里面
And then we realized that they also had activity and services in the afternoon as well
我们就才看看没有特别了解他们真的是注意神的话
And we were just observing but we didn't really notice that they were really trying to keepAccording to the Bible words.
所以我们还需要几个月才了解真耶稣教会的道理还有我们开始跟传道分享说一些问题那传道也回答使用圣经里面的话
It was not until several months later that we're all studying the Bible and then we asked the questionsof the minister, a preacher, explained to us many of the questions according to the Bible.
所以我们就是这样我们开始一个新的生活也真的得到这个神的恩典没想到在台湾也有人那么相信那么爱耶稣那么爱神他们真的愿意做安息日
And so it was our expectation that we would find a big group of people that really loved the Sabbath and dedicated to worshiping the Sabbath as much as we did and studying the Bible on that day.
And what really impressed me very deeply was to see so many people receiving the Holy Spirit.
那让我印象很深刻就是说看到怎么那么多人也都会可以得到圣灵
有很多阿嬷阿公他们都没有读书但是到那边有一些人是很快又得到圣灵
And so many grandmas, grandpas, they weren't even educated, but how could they all receive the Holy Spirit?
然后呢，他们没有特别了解圣经里面的内容还是道理，但是他们在得到圣灵以后，我看到那些阿公，他自己决定永远不会去庙拜拜。
And I saw how they, after you see the Holy Spirit, even the grandpa would say, to decide to be baptized and said, I would never go to an idol temple again. Even though they were not educated, they don't really understand.
然后呢，这个需要了解。这个人是80多岁，然后呢，就很多他的祖先都在拜拜，然后呢，他决定放弃那个东西，那个习惯是不容易的。
And it was amazing to see that, especially this grandfather, he was 80-some years old. He and his ancestors have all been worshiping, their ancestors and worshiping idols. And for him to make such a complete transformation.To never worship ancestors again and to depart from the idol worshiping way of life really amazed me.
因为这件事不是人可以做，就是神会做这样的事。
Because this new transformation can only come from God.
除了神之外，没有人会真的打开人的眼睛，心里面的眼睛。
No one but God can open the eyes of people in such a way.
所以我就开始很羡慕，哼，在天主教会的信徒，就是基督徒在那边。
And so I started to really admire the believers in True Jesus Church.
所以我真的感谢你，感谢耶稣，给我这个恩典，这个机会，给我这份礼物。我们会去瓜地马拉的时候，我一定得到很多礼物，就是神的恩典。
And so I know that the Lord will continue to bless us on our trip back to Guatemala with many more blessings now that we have come to know Him in the true church.
我很感谢神今天晚上可以跟你们在这边，因为这个真的不是我们计划的。
I really thank God that we can be here with everyone today because it is out of our expectation.
然后还有那么多好吃的东西，哇！
There's a lot of good food tonight.
但是真正要很感谢神的是让我们可以在大家兄弟姐妹中间一起来做分享，神给我们夫妻两个那么多的恩典。
And we really thank God for the opportunity to share this blessings and story of our faith with everyone.
当基督徒对我来讲真的很不容易。
To me, being a Christian is a very difficult thing.
因为我是从很传统的佛教徒跟道教徒然后变成基督徒。
Because I used to be a Buddhist and a Taoist, and it was a very staunch believer in my family traditions for a long time.
然后我以为当基督徒以后，所有的困难都会被解决。
And at first, I thought that once I turn into a Christian, all problems will be instantly solved.
但是其实是相反。
Actually, it's the opposite.
真正的开始要上战场，那个时候才开始。
It is more problems because now we are facing a new battlefield.
很多很多的困难就是需要跟神求力量。
And many of the troubles that we encounter, we need to ask for strength from the Lord.
我刚刚开始的时候都会觉得要靠自己，我可以赢了那一场战争。
At first, I always thought that I can rely on my own strength to overcome these battles.
但是生活，我们即便是很小的事情。好像我办法没有办法控制。
But then I realized that even in the small things of life was beyond my control.
只有跟神求的时候，放手交给神，他才会慢慢的改变。
It wasn't until we let go of our matters into God's hands that He would start to change things in our lives.
最让我学习最多的就是跟 Eric， 我们开始建立一个家庭的时候，夫妻的关系。
And so the one thing that I learned a lot from was that when we first got married a year ago, that we learned how to get along with one another. And from this thing, God taught us many lessons.
然后再加上那时候刚刚结婚，刚刚成为基督徒，所以有很多的东西对我来说都是新的。
And so for me, there's a lot of new challenges because I just became a Christian. I just got married. Everything was new. and different for me.
我在那时候的教会外教会在灵粮堂的时候，我以为我可以把那个牧师跟师母当成是我们的结婚的一个模范。
That time when I was at another church, I thought the pastor and his wife would be a model for us to follow.
但是后来我发现其实不是这样。我在那边的时候，我很没有平安，我一直很没有办法平安。
But then I realized that that's not the case. I felt no peace when I was at that other church.
牧师跟师母的关系很糟。
The pastor and his wife actually did not get along very well at all. They had problems, marriage problems.
他们跟孩子的情况也很糟。
They had difficulties with their children.
师母甚至会用很难听的话在我们弟兄姐妹的面前骂孩子。
And the pastor's wife would use very bad language to yell at their kids.
那时候我心里面想说，如果当成基督徒是会变成这样，那我为什么需要变成基督徒？
At that time, I thought that if becoming Christian means I'll become a monster like this, then why should I become a Christian?
我觉得不当基督徒反而还好过当基督徒，起码不会开口骂那么难听的话。
I felt that if I was not a Christian, I would be even better than a Christian, because at least I would not use such words.
我开始跟 Eric 讲说，我不想要到教会。
And then I told Eric that I don't want to go to church anymore.
Eric 说，为什么？
And then Eric said, why?
我告诉他我心里面的想法。
I explained my thoughts to him.
Eric 只跟我说一句话。
But then Eric only said one thing to me.
而且是从圣经里来的话。
And it's the word from the Bible.
他说，我们不要论断人。
We must not judge others.
因为我们怎么样论断人，人家就怎么样论断我们。
With the same measure we use on others, that measure will be used unto us.
所以我好像是前面我到不到后面我要造救兵，救兵没有办法帮助我还踢我一脚这样。
So I felt like I was trying to grab for someone's help and I reached for it, but I felt I couldn't reach for anything. And I was trying to get someone in the back, grab someone else to save me, but instead that person just kicked me in the back.
到最后有一次他真的发现事情很严重之后，那我们就开始在，就像刚刚他讲的，我们在家守安息日，我们去找其他的教会。
And so then finally he realized the seriousness of the situation. He agreed with me and then we just started looking for other churches.
我们有禁食，而且那时候禁食对我来说也很难。
And we did fast, but for me, it was very difficult to fast.
但是感谢主，在那段时间禁食，然后祷告，然后守安息日，神其实都垂听我们的祷告。
So thank God, looking back, though it was difficult for us, we fasted, we prayed, and we read the Bible and kept the Sabbath, and God blessed everything that we had done.
我们到了真耶稣教会的那一天。
And so when we finally got to the day that we went to Trudy's church.
到那边一段时间之后，
and after being there for a while,
我发现怎么在真耶稣教会里面也有这样子的问题。
I found that there was similar problems found in the Trudy's church as well.
有一些弟兄姐妹也让我看到会，比如说让我跌倒的事情。
There will be brothers and sisters who also do things that make me stumble as well.
但是这一次不一样的地方是，神那时候很清楚的在我的心里面告诉我一句话。
But the difference this time was that God himself said something to me that was very clear into my heart.
不要把你的眼睛定睛在人的身上。
You must not set your eyes on the actions of others.
你要定睛你的眼神在我的身上，就是神的身上。
You must fix your eyes on me, which is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那时候我就跟 Eric 讲说，我到真耶稣教会最让我印象很深刻的事情就是弟兄姐妹在跪下来祷告用圣灵祷告的那一段期间，我说是属于信徒自己跟神祷告的关系的时间。
And so one thing that really impressed me was the time when everyone knelt down to pray. I felt that that was the time that's a very personal time between a believer and their GodThat they are just communicating to God in a very close way through the Holy Spirit.
而且在真耶稣教会里面真的有神。
And that I could truly experience the presence of God in this church, through this church.
因为神告诉我。
And because God told me.
要把你的眼睛定睛在我的身上。
That I must fix my eyes on him only and no one else.
然后还有看到那个祷告，自己跟神祷告的期间，因为在外教会的时候，很长的时间是牧师他们会站在前面为我们祷告，我们很少会在教会一起祷告。
And so I was very impressed also with the prayers at Trinity Church where everyone can pray to God directly and touch him greatly, personally. Because in the other churches, the preacher will pray in the front on our behalf. And very rarely will we ever pray on our own behalf.
所以我很感谢神，就是我们真耶稣教会让我看见摸到神，然后也知道神就是一直在带领我们。
And so I really thank God that in Trinity Church I could feel the personal guidance of God in our lives.
从一个会嘲笑基督徒，然后用嘴巴说我永远不会当基督徒，到我现在变成基督徒。
And so from a person who used to despise and mock Christians to someone who said I would never be a Christian to someone who is now a believer and a follower.
时间虽然没有很长，
And though this time was not very long,
但是神给我们的恩典很多。
But God has given us so many blessings.
所以我很感谢神，也让我今天能够在这边跟大家兄弟姐妹分享。
And so I really thank God for the blessings and sharing that I can do today.
那如果你今天还是慕道者的话，慕道者的朋友。
And so today, if you have not yet received Christ into your life,
真的很希望就是你们可以紧紧的抓住这一次机会去认识我们天上的真神。
And I encourage you to really take the opportunity to study the truth in the church to learn about the true God.
那弟兄姐妹的话，我是想跟大家鼓励分享说我们有神真的是很幸福的一件事情。
And to everyone else, we have to know that it is precious that we know the Lord Jesus as our own Savior.
因为在我们现在的生活有很多的东西文化甚至我们的生活的习惯都会让我们不知不觉离开神
And so there are many things in this world the trends of the world that surrounds us that will lead our hearts away from him
有时候我们看到小孩子他们很常没有办法跟我们一起去分享他们宁愿坐在电脑的前面
And a lot of times we can see our children
游戏然后他们很少会跟家人有很好的互动去分享
They spend their time in front of computers instead of with one another.
这是我跟 Eric 常常会去发现，然后我们夫妻会去分享的事情。
And we would often share that this is the observation that we see.
即便今天我们基督徒，我们已经在神的里面，但是我们还是要很珍贵、很宝贝我们每一次祷告的机会。
And so even though we're in the Lord today, we need to treasure all of our prayers that we have with God, every opportunity to draw close to Him.
感谢主
Thank God.
我们要归给他
May all glory be to
him. In
his holy name.
Amen.
分享的
还是有问题
还是有问题现在他们这里刚好有机会我们可以问的
他是还没有来这耶稣教会的时候你们只能知道安息日已经是礼拜五到礼拜是因为犹太人跟我来说
你要讲一下说你那一章以赛亚书他讲说你那 inspiration 因为我们他们没有听到
So the question is, how did you come to recognize that Saturday was the Sabbath day that was holy unto the Lord? And in Isaiah chapter 58,
第十三节
in verse 13,
你若在安息日调转你的脚步,
if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath,
在我圣日不以操作为喜乐。
And from doing as you please on my holy day,
称安息日为可喜乐的。
If you call the Sabbath a delight,
称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的。
And the Lord's holy day honorable,
而且尊敬这日。
And if you honor it,
不办自己的私事。
And not going your own way,
不随自己的私意。
And not doing as you please,
不说自己的私话。
Or speaking idle words,
你就以耶和华为乐。
Then you'll find your joy in the Lord.
耶和华要使你称价地的高处。
And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land.
又以你主雅各的产业养育你。
And to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
这是耶和华亲口说的。
This is the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
所以当我在读到那个你在安息日调转你的脚步。
And so when I read that to turn your feet from breaking the Sabbath.
我就觉得。 神常常在跟我们讲安息日，而且他甚至把安息日放在那个十诫里面。
The Lord often reminds us to keep the Sabbath day. He even made a special commandment in the Ten Commandments to honor this day.
所以可见我觉得安息日是很重要的日子。
And so it must have been a very important day to the Lord.
而且耶和华说在第以赛亚书第五十六章第四节。
And then also the Lord says in Isaiah 56 verse 4 it says
第四节说因为耶和华如此说。
For this is what the Lord says.
那些谨守我的安息日。
So the eunuchs will keep my Sabbath.
所以那个谨守这两个字会让我觉得我会去注意说为什么神会说谨守。
So why does it say who keep? Why does the Lord emphasize this word?
谨守我的安息日。
Keep my Sabbath.
要很小心的去保守，要很小心的去守住这个日子。
We must be very careful to keep this holy day.
所以一定会有神给我们的一些不一样，因为那时候我们都是守礼拜日。
So there must be some reason that he asked us to do this because most Christians keep Sunday now.
所以我开始问 Eric about Shabbat.
Then I started to ask Eric about the Sabbath day Shabbat.
Eric 开始跟我分享，然后他把他知道的关于 Shabbat 的东西告诉我，然后我们也上网去找，然后我们也开始在守安息日的时候，我们开始唱Shabbat 的一首歌。
Eric started to share with me. We also researched on the internet about the origins of the Sabbath.
所以我们唱那首歌，跟大家分享一下，是希伯来文的一首歌。
So we'll often sing this song.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.Shabbat Shabbat 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 Shalom Shabbat 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 Shalom Shabbat Shalom Shabbat Shalom Shabbat 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 Shalom
这首歌也是我们从守在家里开始守安息日的时候我们开始学唱，那 Shabbat 就是安息日嘛， Shalom 就是平安，那我们就开始一直唱，然后一直守安息日，然后在家守这样子。那后来我们就开始一直读圣经，然后就刚刚那边五十六节说，因为耶和华如此说，那些谨守我的安息日，拣选我所喜悦的事，持守我约的太监，我必使他们在我殿中，在我的墙内有纪念，有名号，比有儿女的更美，我必赐他们永远的名，不能剪除。
And so every time we kept the Sabbath, we started to learn this new hymn, which is what we sang. And Shabbat means Sabbath, Shalom means peace. We started to experience the peace of the Sabbath. And we especially read this verse that says that, for this is what the Lord says, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath will choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant. To them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters.I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off.
而且安息日神说守安息日的人是有福的，就是刚刚在五十六章的第二节，谨守安息日而不干犯，禁止己守而不作恶，如此行，如此持守的人变为有福。这是神亲自给我们的福气跟祝福。所以我们
so this is a personal blessing and promise of the Lord, especially in 56 verse 2 in Isaiah, which says,Blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. This personal blessing is a promise by our Lord. The mouth of the Lord has personally spoken.
所以我们就开始一直在祷告神说到底安息日的教会在哪里，那神就很感谢神。然后那一次到明雄真耶稣教会的时候，其实我们两个发现我们都不是第一次到真耶稣教会。神在
When we prayed to the Lord to show us a church that kept the Sabbath, that's when we came to the True Jesus Church. But when we came to True Jews Church, we realized that both of us, this was not our very first time coming to True Jews Church.
我刚到台湾的第一年，就是2009年的秋天，我到台湾的时候，我有在台北师范大学念语言中心。
And so that in 2009, when I had an occasion to visit a language center in the northern part of Taiwan, Taipei.
那时候有一个姐妹也是跟我是同班同学，但是她就是请我陪她去教会，因为她恐怕会很危险。
And a classmate had asked me to accompany her to church because she was afraid of getting there safely.
但是那一次去的时候，我不知道那个耶稣，我不知道那个教会就是叫真耶稣教会，因为那个时候我不相信基督，然后我觉得教会都一样。
And at that time, I didn't recognize the True Jews Church because I felt that I didn't believe in Jesus, and I felt that all churches were the same.
所以到一年以后，我跟 Eric 再回到。找到那个神带我们去的真耶稣教会之后，我们才发现，我才记起来说，其实神在我到台湾的第一年的那一个秋天，其实神已经为我准备，只是说那个时候我还没有准备好我的心，我不知道，那个是什么东西。
And so I realized that God had intended me to come to this church long time ago, but my heart wasn't ready until later on.
所以我想跟这边的慕道朋友讲说，如果你今天你还没有受洗，但是你已经到我们真耶稣教会的话，
And so today if you have not yet been baptized, but you've been to our church,
不要觉得说这个只是一个巧合。
Don't think this is just a accident.
这个是神其实为我们预备的。
Actually, this is something that God has prepared for us.
外面好多的人。
And there are so many people out there in the world today.
神没有拣选每一个人。
God has not chosen every one of them.
你有机会踏到真耶稣教会的话。
Today, you have had the opportunity to step within the walls of this True Jews Church.
好像我今天在这边，我回想的时候，我会觉得那时候是神拣选了我到真耶稣教会。
And just like me, I can realize that all this time, It was God's plan who brought me to step within these walls.
所以祝福大家。
And so it was no accident. So may God bless everyone.
这段 Eric 跟那个佩佩讲的体验心路历程跟怎么来信，你们有没有什么感受？
我自己也有一些困难，可是我觉得我自己的困难，我到现在还没有办法说去禁食祷告。就是我听到你的一个礼拜的禁食祷告，让我在这边听着再想一想，我是不是要回家要禁食祷告？可是要禁食祷告一个礼拜真的好困难，有太多好吃的东西。
没错。
然后我不知道你怎么有办法可以，就是你说一天禁食祷告 ，OK 好，就已经很难撑了。你怎么可以有办法撑一个礼拜都不要？吃东西，你有至少有喝水吗？还是你心里在想，好吧，我喝一些水。你的禁食祷告的过程是怎么样子的？可以请。
I'm just amazed that you can you can fast for 7 days. For me to fast even one day is a very difficult thing. So can you share with us how you're able to last 7 days?
对我来说，第一次禁食的时候。不是因为我是那么的想要跟神一起有好的关系，是因为没有东西可以吃。
And the very first time ever fasted in my life was not because I wanted to draw closer to God, but it's because I really had no food to eat.
那时候我在瓜地马拉，那时候没有工作，借我的用的钱就用光了钱，然后呢？也没有办法用我的信用卡，也没有办法卖我的东西，一定卖完了我自己的东西，我只有一辆车，还没有买给别人。
So at that time, I really ran out of money. I had no food. All my credit cards were maxed out. The only thing I left was one car. Everything else I had of value has already been sold, and I had no food left.
因为我那时候负责我。就是帮忙我家人，就是我妈妈、妹妹还有外甥，所以我那时候的压力很大，因为我需要想办法为了帮助他们。
And that time I had a very large family to feed, and I didn't know how I can help them financially.
所以我 我就去找工作，然后呢回家，我跟他们说啊，我吃饱了，我已经很饱，你们吃吧，你们吃吧，因为我知道冰箱里面的东西非常的少，还有一点点的东西。
When there's so many mouths to feed, I would come home and I'll tell them, "Oh, I'm really full. I'm really full. Just you guys eat. That'll be fine." Because I knew that there was very little food even left in the refrigerator.
所以我那时候我就到我的房间祷告。
And so I would go to my room and pray.
所以我就第二天、第三天啊。禁止祷告。
And so I fasted first, second, and third day.
然后呢，我发现祷告的时候，我的虽然我的肉体又不舒服，肚子又很痛，有的时候身体让我很不舒服，还有头痛啊。但是我发现我的心里面想法非常的清楚。
And then I found that even though sometimes my stomach hurt, my body was very uncomfortable, I even had headaches. But even though my body is very uncomfortable, my thoughts within became very clear.
还有那些让我的肉体的让我跌倒的一些事情，我在进食的时候，我有很大的力量力气为了反对那些恶事的，还是那些我的敌人都是撒旦想要让我跌倒，没有办法，因为我不是用肉体，是用我的，就是跟神的关系。
And then with fasting, I felt that I could really rely on a relationship with God to conquer my weaknesses and to overcome and to fight the evil that is surrounding me.
因为禁止祷告的关系，神帮我给我一份工作，是真的，不是人可以给我的一份工作，因为需要有很那个时候我还没有毕业，但是
and as a result, this 3 days of fasting, God actually blessed me with something that's really wonderful. It is a job that is so wonderful that I couldn't have even possibly landed this job on my own because I haven't even graduated it yet at that time.
然后呢，我在那个工作里面，神就是到我的一个人，就是其他的同事的同事，他们都跟我都毕业了，都有博士班啊，就是非常高的程度，教育的程度很高，但是我还没有毕业，但是神祝福我的工作，我就是变成第一名，我的工作的结果就是。他们都是觉得怎么可能这个人还没有读书，但是才有这样的结果。
And so I performed so well that I was the number one at work, even better than others who were much more educated than I was.
我发现是因为神的恩典，还有神听到我的祷告。我知道不是因为我进食，但是进食不是为了让神改变。还有让他感动，是因为进食的时候，我开始有能力改变。
So fasting to me was not to really change God, but to change myself. So I have the power to change myself. Fasting is not to obtain blessings, but to really to ask God to show mercy.
比如说我以前有的时候。觉得看圣经还有我们的每天的基督徒的生活的方式有时候觉得有一点无聊，但是我进食的时候我就发现一点无聊都没有。
After fasting, for example, one change I noticed was that before I might feel that being Christian is really boring and reading Bible is very boring, but after fasting I find that it's not boring at all, it was quite interesting.
原因就是因为进食的时候我发现我跟神的关系好像在这个世界上 It's like an adventure and it's a real challenge. It's a fight 24 hours a day.
讲过
于就是我发现 跟神的关系，我在进食祷告的时候，我发现我跟神的关系就是让我的态度，还有我的看法，我的感觉，基督徒的生活的方式很有意思。还有第一次我进食祷告7天，是因为那时候我有一件事情让我跌倒，那时候我觉得让我很麻烦了，那时候觉得什么会这样，我一定是基督徒，为什么我还有跌倒这个罪还在好像控制我，我没有办法反对这个罪。
The first time I fasted 7 days was the very first time that I had stumbled and I sinned. And I couldn't understand why I'm still a Christian. How could I fall into this temptation? And why is it that I would sin like this? So that was the very first time I ever fasted for 7 days.
我就是进食就是喝水。
And when I fast, I will drink water.
因为我没有其他的选择，如果我没有跟神一起成功，我的生活真的没有其他的选择。
I felt that I had no other choice. I have to be victorious with God.
比如说我没有办法靠我的家人，他没有办法帮我，也没有办法支持我，也没有办法帮助我。
I know that I cannot rely on my family members to help me, to support me, to comfort me.
常常也需要面对一些困难的时候，也发现自己的能力不够。
And when I encountered troubles, I felt that I had no strength to overcome my troubles.
比如说在台湾读书的时候，发现同学们很年纪比较轻，还有头脑很聪明，还有他们的父母亲给他们钱，还有他们有那个很轻松的感觉，但是我完全都没有那个。
For example, one of my troubles in going to Taiwan was that I find that my classmates, they were very young, so they have very sharp memory, they can learn things very fast, and their parents gave them a lot of money, it seems like they live so carefree, but I wasn't like that.
因为我没有那个东西，也需要面对很多困难，没有人想要跟我说话，我又很孤单，因为他又觉得这个是一个奇怪的外国人。还有因为我住在乡下的地方，我搬到中台北到民雄，所以大家都真的不理我，又没有人想要，我想要跟别人一起吃饭，没有人愿意跟我一起吃饭。
It's quite lonely because I moved from to central Taiwan to 民雄 Taiwan.And it was like a countryside where, well, even if I wanted to eat a dinner with others, nobody wanted to eat with me or talk to me. They all thought I was an alien and they didn't know who I was.
对，这个是真的。好多人觉得我是外星人，真的一模一样，就是奇怪啊。我也开始觉得我有什么样的问题。
People treated me like I was some strange being from outer space. And I started to think that I must be someone weird, too.
因为连在外教会的弟兄姐妹跟其他的人他们都跟我说话的时候就是为了练习他们的英文。
And when people at church or elsewhere talked to me, the purpose was to practice their English.
还有一些new 的同学想要跟我一起吃饭，还是想要跟我联络，我觉得哇 no， 不是因为他们喜欢我，是因为他们想要练习英文。
And even when people wanted to eat with me, it was because they wanted to use me to practice their English only.
有一次我到市场买青菜，想要跟阿嬷讲一点点中文，我带我的书，但是阿嬷好厉害，她拿走后面一个小书，然后他说 Hi, how are you? 阿嬷也在练习她的英文啊。
One time I went to the marketplace, I want to practice my Chinese. with the grandmas at the marketplace, but instead she whipped out her book and started to say, "Hi, how are you?" to me.
我发现真的，我没有其他的，我没有其他的选择。为什么？对我来说，毕业会很重要，因为在我的家人，他们都是我爸爸，还有我的阿公，还有就是我的祖先，他们快要毕业的时候，在大学的时候就放弃了，就没有毕业。
And so I felt that it was very important that I could finish this degree and education at university, because all my life, my father, my grandfather, and all my ancestors, they've always gone to school, but they've never finished college. So I wanted to be different.
还有，因为我的家人、我的祖先，他们都有那些犯罪的习惯，他们有很多太太。
And so, before my generation, they all were in sin, lived in sin. They were all adulterous. They had many wives.
我一段的时间快要跟他们一样，我就是发现我不会想要变成跟他们一样，所以我就觉得需要面对这件事情，但是我没有能力，所以我没有其他的选择。我需要进行祷告。
And so I felt that at one point I wanted to be like them, where I can have many wives, but then I felt that I didn't want to be like them anymore. I want to be different. I want to be holy. So because of this, I had no other choice but to fast, to ask God to help me overcome my weakness.
所以虽然进行祷告是有点困难，但是我觉得值得。因为会让我跟神的关系比较近，还有让我的眼睛看到很多地方我还需要改变。
And so fasting, though it is very difficult, but it is very precious and very valuable, because it opens our eyes to many more weaknesses we have, allows us to draw closer to God.
还有给我很大的信心，就是相信神的话，还有如果有魔鬼或是撒旦在我的旁边让我跌倒或是什么，我有那个就是权力的，还有可以奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，我会看得到撒旦就马上离开。
So I felt that a lot of times after I fast, I can feel the authority and power of Lord Jesus Christ on me. When evil is surrounding me, I can use the name of Lord Jesus and cast them out, and I can see these evil spirits being cast out from my presence because of the name of Lord Jesus. And also I find that fasting helps me to strengthen and rejuvenate my faith.
因为我没有其他的选择，我只有这个选择。
Because I have no option left. This is my only weapon.
我分享一点点我的经验，禁食七天的经验。
And so I like to share with also my experience in fasting 7 days.
第一天禁食的时候感觉还可以过去，还可以熬得过去。
Day one, it is something I can still bear. It is not too bad.
第二天早上起来会有一种感觉，一直想要找吃的东西。
Day two, morning, I will feel like I'm scrounging for food.
但是唯一的方法要克制就是要祷告。
The only way to overcome that feeling in the morning of day two is to pray.
你越是觉得肚子很饿就越是要祷告。
The more you feel like you are hungry, the more you need to pray.
祷告以后真的不会饿。
And after you pray, really, you will not feel hungry again.
这个是很奇妙的事。
This is a very miraculous thing.
到了第三天早上。
And on the third day,
一样的事情，你会开始觉得肚子很饿，很不舒服，很不舒服。
And then you still feel again that pain in the stomach from hunger pains, and very uncomfortable. But again, you have to use prayer to overcome it.
你会觉得有很多的气会从你的肚子里面放出来。
You'll sense a lot of gas being released from your stomach.
会觉得很不舒服。
And it's very uncomfortable.
甚至会觉得好像自己在发烧，体温会一直上升。
It almost feels like your fever, your temperature is going up, and that you're getting sick.
头会一直晕晕想睡觉。
And you might even be nauseous or dizzy and want to go to sleep.
同样的方式一样要祷告。
And then the only solution is to pray.
早上起来祷告，肚子饿的时候祷告，睡觉之前祷告。
So pray when you get up, pray when you're hungry, pray when you go to sleep.
祷告然后再看圣经。
And then after you pray, read the Bible.
到第四天你会觉得，诶，你会感觉不一样。
Day four, you'll feel something different.
你会觉得好像你三天没有吃东西，第四天的时候你会有一些些的力量。
That in the day four, even though you haven't eaten for 3 days, you start to sense a surge of power.
起码身体不会觉得温温的，然后不会那么热烫烫的，然后会开始觉得头没有那么晕。
You'll start to feel not so dizzy anymore, not so hot anymore, and not so uncomfortable anymore.
但是这个时候不要说感觉诶有力量了就不要祷告，一样还是要祷告看圣经。
And don't be misled that it seems like you have started to gain some strength, that you don't need to pray anymore, but you still need to pray, and you still need to read the Bible.
然后你就会慢慢到晚上的时候觉得力量越来越在你的身体里面，那股力量是没有办法形容的。
And then you'll feel this wonderful power that starts to surge within you. And this power will get greater and greater. Something that you never experienced before.
然后第五天、第六天，你就会觉得说，哇哦，好像我没有吃东西，其实也没有什么大不了，那种感觉。
And day five, you'll feel like, hey, there's no big deal about not eating. It's okay, I can take it.
可以喝水，我们夫妻两个的进食是我们有喝水，开水，不要喝果汁，什么都不要，就是开水，温开水。
So, our experience is to drink warm tap water, not juices.
就算是我们有时候常常会进食，但是对我们来说，不是说七天是很容易的事情，我们还是一样会有很困难。
And even though we frequently fast, a 7-day fast is really difficult still too.
对我来说是尤其更困难。
It's especially difficult for me.
我会觉得说三天就好了啦，不要那么七天，很辛苦，很难熬。
I will feel like, oh, 3 days is enough, not 7 days. 7 days is really hard.
所以有时候我觉得好，我跟他说我要禁食三天。
And so sometimes I'll tell Eric that, yes, I will fast for 3 days.
但是我常常的结果是我第一天晚上熬过，我第二天早上我就没有办法熬下去了。
But then I find that I can't last more than one day.
这个常常让 Eric 很没有办法接受。
This makes Eric not really cannot accept that.
但是后来很感谢神，就是他让我们体验。那我经过那一次七天，我分享其中一次，就是那时候我们快要结婚，那我们需要去拍我们的婚纱照。
And so let me share with you one experience of fasting for 7 days. It was at a time when we were going to take our wedding photos.
然后我们也需要回到马来西亚去见我们的，见我的家人。
And then I also needed to return to Malaysia to meet my family members.
所以我们都很紧张，我的家人会没有办法接受 Eric, 然后还有我们的很多要结婚的事情，就是我们的婚纱照的事情。
And we had so many things to deal with, our photo taking and meeting of our relatives in Malaysia. We were afraid that our relatives would not accept Eric and this marriage.
所以我们在回去马来西亚的前两个礼拜，我们就开始禁食祷告一个礼拜。
And so in the 2 weeks prior to our return, we started to fast for 1 week.
祷告禁食里面，禁食祷告里面，我们把我们所有所有担心的事情，在那个禁食祷告里面全部跟神说。
And so in all of our problems were brought to the Lord in these 7 days of prayer.
在我们要回去的前三天，我从我的学妹，马来西亚的学妹，收到一封她的信息。
And so before the third day before I was going to go back to Malaysia, I received a letter from my classmate.
她说她现在是在摄影公司上班。
And she told me that she was working at a video production company.
她的老板现在要找模特。
And her boss was looking for a model.
是要夫妻档。
And it needs to be a husband-wife team.
要拍婚纱照。
And to test trial shoot a wedding couple.
她问我愿不愿意就是当他们公司的 夫妻档的模特。
And so she asked us if we can be the models for their wedding shoot.
是由她的老板拍摄。
And it will be done by her boss.
所以我跟 Eric 说 ,Wow.
So I was very wild by this, I told my husband.
所以我们就回去。
So when we returned,
我们拍了婚纱照。
We had this wedding photo.
我觉得如果是我们要用我们去付钱拍的话，我们会付不起那个价格。
And if we were to pay with our own finances, there's no way we could afford this.
我们一共拍了2000多张的照。
And we had 2,000 some photos.
然后2000多张他都把所有的 copy 给我们。
And he gave us all the copies.
然后我的家人也开始第一天 Eric 前脚一踏进门的时候我母亲他还有我的家人就非常的很接纳他
And from the first day when Eric stepped his foot in the door my family warmly welcomed him
所以这个我们相信是因为我们的禁食祷告
And we truly believe it is a result of our fasting prayer
不然的话你想象一下我的学妹跟我很久没有联络她在马来西亚我在新加坡我要拍婚纱照我没有告诉她但是她怎么会想到要请我们当他们的模特儿拍婚纱照
I think of this How coincidental is this My classmate long lost I've never talked to her for such a long time She's in Malaysia I'm Singapore She didn't know I was getting marriedShe didn't know I was looking for a wedding photo. How did she know to ask me to do this in the nick of time? This is amazing.
而且我们看到那个婚纱照之后，我们还神还让我们很得到祝福，把所有的 copy 都给我们。
And so we also were blessed. We received all the copies of all these 2,000 photos.
所以我们到现在有时候在看看我们的照片的时候，我们觉得。这个真是神给我们的恩典。
So whenever we review these photos, we know that it is the grace of God.
我们一毛钱都没有付。
We didn't pay one penny for this.
神给了我们那么多。
God gave us so much.
所以禁食祷告其实讲很容易吗？其实对我们有一些人，我们常常会听到我们身边的朋友说，我们禁食祷告49天。
Sometimes we'll hear friends even say they fasted for 49 days.
真的是有这样的朋友在我们的身边。
Actually, there are friends who actually claim that they have done this.
他们在瓜地马拉。
In Guatemala.
他们用 Skype 联络我们。
When they talk to us on Skype.
Anna. 她的名字叫 Anna.
And her name is Anna.
她从那么远打电话到台湾找我们说，你们需要禁食祷告。
And she called us from Guatemala, so far away, said, you must fast.
她说将来将会有一些事情要发生。
That some things will happen in this world soon.
他叫我们要禁食祷告。
She told us to fast.
所以我跟 Eric 说，我们就觉得很奇怪。
And we were kind of puzzled why.
但是我们也真的是有断断续续的在禁食祷告。
And though we have been fasting on and off.
但是我要讲这一段是因为那个 Anna 朋友会找我们，是因为他在禁食长时间的禁食的时候。神让他告诉我们说我们有需要祷告禁食祷告
And why I share this is because during her long fast of 49 days the Lord instructed her to tell us to fast
我们是禁食7天那么难耶很难
For us 7 days was very difficult
他们是7天
But they did it 49 days which is 7 sevens
所以我们可以想象说很难
So we can know how difficult that is.
对我们来说真的很难但是在神没有难全的事
Even though to us it's impossible, but in God, nothing's impossible.
希望就是将来有机会你们禁食祷告的时候就是跟你们分享说肚子越是饿的时候越是祷告越是看圣经
And so we just want to encourage you that when you're really hungry in your stomach,The more you're hungry, the more you pray, the more you read the Bible.
希望将来有一天我跟 Eric 如果觉得很难的时候你们也用同样的话鼓励回我们。
So that when we are having difficulties fasting, I hope that you too will be able to share and encourage us.
阿们、
啊、感谢神啊。那个 Eric 跟佩佩跟我们分享说这个禁食的他们的体验跟秘诀哈、啊，希望我们在这方面也可以学习如何如果胜过我们的肉体，让我们的灵性能提升。
我想要分享，我觉得身为一个就是 all time believer， 已经信这么多年了，觉得真的是需要就是 get in touch with new people who just come to the Lord， 可以这样就是一个 brand new experience， see from a very fresh perspective。因为我们这个旧了哈，就好像如果说没有这种体验的话，就好像是比较 old and stale， 就真的是臭掉了这样。
So we can't be old and stale. We need new blood to give us rejuvenated faith.
所以很感谢神，我们能够听到你们的分享，因为这样也能够就是好像鼓励我们，让我们能够再复兴我们的信仰。
So we really thank God for this precious opportunity to hear your sharing and to really touch us so that we can liven up our faith again.
And it puts me to shame too. I feel like there's so many things I should be doing to elevate my faith. 但是我现
在，那我真的很惭愧，应该我做老信徒，应该很多东西我可以在做帮助我的信仰，我却没有做。
And I'm not being a good role model for my family, and I'm really inspired by your stories, and hopefully that we can take a lot from your example, so to revive the faith of our old-time believers.
真的很希望我们这些老信徒可以听到你们的故事，可以加强我们信仰，让我们信仰重新再得力，重新再复兴。
So hopefully we can also have a fasting prayer. Maybe start with 3 days and eventually move up to 7 days.
然后我们可能是从baby 的脚步哈，先一天、三天、七天哈，再来看吧。
不过好像是得益从第四天开始的，所以好像三天的 fasting 好像没有什么意思。
其实对我们在那时候外教会的时候，我们有请牧师跟师母跟我们一起进食祷告。但是他们的反应就是说很难。
So in the past, in the other Christian churches, we invited the pastor and their wife to fast with us, but they also said, "Oh, it's impossible."
尤其是有家庭有小孩的。
Especially those that have families or children.
尤其是妈妈。
Especially moms.
会很辛苦一点。
Because it's very difficult. We have to taste test.
但是。我们在瓜地马拉，我开始进食祷告的时候，我听我妹妹的外甥，他们那时候是3岁，因为他们看到我进食，他们也开始跟我一起进食，所以3岁的小孩一定很困难，但是他们看到我，因为看到我，他们开始跟我一样。所以但是
全家吗？你是说
在家里
大人跟小孩子
对
一起受
对
禁食几天？
他们没有3天，就是
一天全家。So relatives also saw us fasting. They and their 3-year-old child also fasted the whole day with us.
因为他们开始做这样，他们也神，他们给他们特别的祝福。虽然他们没有完全了解他们在做什么。
And even though they didn't know what they were doing, but because of their one day of fasting, God also blessed them for that.
我们快要回家回瓜地马拉，他们跟我们联络说，他们希望这次我们到，跟他们一起，也想要跟我们一起进食。
And so before we went back to Guatemala, they called us and said they hope that we can fast with them when we go back home this time.
因为去年的时候，我们跟他们在分享的。时候我们决定有一天要进食所以他们也跟我们一起进食虽然他们已经长大就是12岁所以但是他们愿意进食所以我们都全家就是妈妈也进食还有我们都一起进食
So our friends and family fasted with us for a whole day even though their kids are about 12 years old now
圣经里面有很多故事跟我们分享说有以前的时候的相信基督徒就是相信耶稣那些有的时候 需要这样全部的家 全家一起进食。
We can see many examples in the Bible where the whole family fasts.
最近我们没有那么的规定的，因为我们的时间真的很难耶，但是我们的理想是每个礼拜就是一天，还有每一个月可以三天一次。
So our goal is at least one day in a week, at least 3 days in a month.
还有以前的时候我在灵粮堂，就是外教会的，我跟牧师说，因为牧师是我的好朋友，所以我跟他说 Oliver, 我们需要禁食为了我们教会。后来 Oliver 说不行，要保护圣体，要健康什么。
So in the past when I was in the other church and I asked the pastor who was my friend to fast with me, he said, no, we have to protect the health of our body. We need to rest.
我们以前还没有离开那个教会的时候，有一次他听说我们才禁止三天，然后呢他又很担心，他去买一些食物，然后呢到我们的家放在我们的门，就是戴维我们没有东西要吃可以吃，所以他把那个牛奶还有水果都送给我们。
One time they even bought groceries for us because they thought we didn't have the money for food because they heard us fasting for 3 days.
我们可能会觉得很好笑，但是我觉得从我们自己的经验来说，那个其实也是一个试探，因为就在我们进食的为什么那么多天他不选择来看我们，那么多天他不买东西给我们，就是恰恰好在我们进食的时候他会来呢。所以这个也是有时候我们要比较警醒一点。
So when we're fasting, we need to be alert that there'll be temptations of food that'll come to us.
我们今天的分享，那在我们祷告里，我们也希望我们从这次的里面的分享里面学习到我们在灵性上什么地方可以改善，什么地方可以追求。那我们也特别为 Eric 跟佩佩祷告，他们要回去，瓜地马拉哈，那这是他们受洗以后要第一次回去哈，那所以他们以后要在那里可以说是我们真教会的在瓜地马拉的第一个种子。Eric 在那边做的工作也是帮助那些无家可归的孩子，那这个工作也是不容易做，很有挑战，然后又不是在那里自然又不是很平安的地方，那他们面临的很艰巨的挑战，很多的困难，所以很需要我们在背后帮他们代祷。所以我们在这次祷告，我们也特别为他们祷告，求神带领，求神帮助他们，加添他们的力量，因为在那个地方要需要我们的代祷，才能把那个据点，把这个福音传到那个地方去。
So we will pray for them in return. They have just been baptized in May, and so they really need help in their faith. Also, the environment they're going to go to in Guatemala is very fierce, not only spiritually, but also in the battle for the souls there and the work that they are about to do for the Lord. So we'll especially pray for this.